And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I'm talking about this show is down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi. Thrown in just for good measure. Yeah. All right, Birmingham Waterworks. First of all, some of y'all who don't live in the, I don't know, parts of the sector or Birmingham, it doesn't matter where you live. This whole situation should make you mad. I mean, you should be wanting something better for some people. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you live in Huntsville, you don't have this problem. Obviously, if you're one of our out of state listeners, you don't have this problem. If you're one of our folks who lives down in South Alabama, you may think this is not your problem. Let me just tell you, the Birmingham Water Works Board is a classic example of why you have to have good people in governmental positions at every level, or it's going to make your life miserable. Birmingham Water Works Board is, I mean, so when I was at airborne school years and years ago, like when I was young and full of energy, years and years ago, I'll never forget, black hats, that's what we call our airborne instructors. They had to, I don't know where they got it, but if you messed up, they'd say, boy, you ate up like a soup sandwich. So let me just tell you, Birmingham Water Works Board ate up like a soup sandwich. Just a bunch of jacklegs is what it looks like. So, okay. Article here from AL.com. This is dated September 22nd. They did a whole piece where it's called Birmingham Waterworks. What is it? Where did it come from? Who's holding the reins? Well, it depends on what day it is, to be honest. But it points out to start off. Billing issues, call-outs from the mayor, recent confusion over the board chair's resignation have kept the Birmingham Waterworks Board in the news and in local conversation for the better part of a year. I do need to ask for one correction to that, AL.com. It's been a lot longer than a year. I mean, I think they know that. I'll excuse this one. But the reality is this. When I was in the legislature, one of the most contentious pieces of legislation we have came through the committee that I chaired related to the Birmingham Waterworks Board, changing their board makeup because they literally service five counties, 600,000 people. That's 200,000 households. If my rough calculations are correct, it's something like 11% of the state of Alabama gets their water from the Birmingham Water Works Board. They've got four plants: Shades Mountain, Western Filter, Putnam Filter, Carson Filter. They've got these four major plants. And they, you know, they largely obtained their capital from ratepayers, but they also got a $147 million EPA grant in 2021. That's significant. And yet, here we are seeing constant, not just leadership issues, not just servicing issues, but actual corruption issues. Like, how many people have been arrested out of the Birmingham Waterworks Board? It's just unreal. You may recall that, I guess maybe a month and a half ago, as some of this was developing, I had a friend of mine, State Senator Jeba Wagner, on the show. He's been dealing with the Waterworks Board for the longest time. And then coming up here in a little while, Representative Paul DeMarco, who has also been heavily involved in dealing with the Waterworks Board when he was still in the legislature. He's from the Homewood area. It's ongoing. We did that legislation I talked about in 2013. And by the way, 2013, and it was ate up like a soup sandwich then. And apparently it didn't get any better. Well, pray tell, Phil, why do you say that? Well, because we've had – here's the latest. Let me just tell you. It's not often that Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin and I wind up agreeing on something. But we both agree that the people of the greater Birmingham area, including the five surrounding counties that are serviced by the Birmingham Water Works Board, they deserve better. Since October of last year, according to AL.com, customers have been reporting billing issues like months of having no bill, and then when they get a bill, it's estimated and it's not accurate and it's way too high. They've got all kinds of errors. They claim staff shortage. They claim COVID got in the way. Okay, they got all the usual excuses, but the reality is they've got no true solutions. They have been paying, by the way, upwards of $30,000 a month to keep lobbyists on retainer. Why is that a good idea? $30,000 a month. Boomer, we're in the wrong job, man.
I would say so. 30,000. I was actually finding the application real quick. 30,000.
Put that pen down. You can't sign that application. Yeah, 30,000 a month. Ooh. Well, not only that, 50,000, Boomer, 50,000 a month for their PR firms, multiple PR firms trying to help them get their image in a better state with the public.
Wow.
50,000 a month.
A month.
1819 News reports that just last week, Will Blakely reported, a former Birmingham Waterworks employee released an audio of herself warning her general manager, Michael Johnson's his name, of potential billing issues last December. She recorded the I guess she wanted to make sure that it was on the record. In the recording obtained by WBRC News, 1819 reports the former employee, who wants to remain anonymous, is heard warning Johnson that he was going to find the number of water meter readings that the waterworks had to be, basically it was going to be startling. And Johnson's reply on the audio was, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Earlier this year, it says thousands of customers reportedly didn't receive their bills for months. Later, they received large bills that were inaccurate. The bills were not based on any kind of accurate meter readings, but were on estimations from previous months. Even those estimations didn't seem to work. Well, so then the weirdness is kicking in. So after the mayor called for, you know, changes and things to be dealt with in September, this would be right at 6 weeks ago, looks like 5 weeks ago, the chairman of the board, of the Waterworks Board, resigned. Amid all of the controversy, the jacked up billing, the exorbitant expenses for, you know, PR firms and all this kind of stuff, he resigned. And then he came back like 4 days later and tried to withdraw his resignation. It's just the drama. I mean, like over there in Great Britain, they got nothing on the Birmingham Waterworks Board with what's happening with the Prime Minister. Well, on top of all that, with these massive expenditures, these crazy billing errors, what have they decided to do? You know, it looks like we're going to have to raise the rates. Yeah, looks like we're going to have to, you know, collect more from you. You know what I'm saying? AL.com reports on October 13th, just a week ago, the Birmingham Waterworks has scheduled a public hearing November 9th. If you're hearing this, by the way, if you are within the sound of my voice and you get your water from the Birmingham Waterworks Board, they have a public hearing November the 9th where customers can comment on proposed rate increases. The board, which announced the hearing at its regular meeting a week ago, also scheduled an October 19th meeting to discuss the budget further. An earlier media report that the board was considering an 8.3% increase for ratepayers. By the way, an 8.3% increase, despite the fact that they have seen a 3% decrease in customers. Now, they're going to say, well, we got to make up the revenue. Well, you're not having to pay for as many service calls. You're losing productivity, but you're increasing the rate for what you have. That's no. One local civil rights activist, her name is the Reverend Gwendolyn Webb. She went to one of their meetings, said senior citizens can't afford their rate increases considering the high bills that they've been receiving. She said that she herself received a bill for over $1,000 recently, while a friend of hers received one for $3,000. This is the kind of thing. Can you imagine getting a $3,000 water bill?
Whoa. That, I mean, that's...
I mean, just... hello, here's your water bill. $3,000.
They filled up a lake.
Appears so.
Wow.
On the same day, it says WBRC reported on that former employee I just talked about who had been fired for accusing... after being accused of falsifying water meter readings. Anyway, it goes on and on. Well, they're being financially audited now. Well, that's good. I'm glad. I think they probably should. So they've got an outside agency called Underwood Financial Consultants, which is doing a complete audit of the Waterworks books. Senator Wagner, who was on the show previously, has, you know, been critical of them for a long time. He's demanding that they make that public. Like, oh, okay, you don't get to audit yourselves and then the world not know. We need to know, and I agree with Jebbo. I mean, Senator Wagner, I think we absolutely have to know what they said. But then on top of that, it does say, and by the way, I will say this, WBRC came back and reported yesterday that they are going to release that audit report. All right, so that's That's good. But now they've been taking heat for this rate hike idea. And so they're backing off. They're like, okay, hold on. We got to raise the rates, but we won't do it quite as high. It's gone from 8.3 down to 4.9. All right. I get it. 4.9. There's like, you know, a little over 3 points down from where they were saying they're going to put it. But, folks, you still have to look at it and go, what the heck? Because it says that overall, the utilities budget scenario, the story on WBRC, overall, the utilities budget scenario under consideration includes a 9.7% increase in spending despite a projected 2% decrease in residential water demand and a 3% cut in commercial water demand. So they're going to increase their budget despite they're going to have a decrease in customer usage, and so they're going to increase their rates to help them spend more when the reality is when you look at what they're spending on, you got to wonder, how do they get by with $50,000 a month for PR and $30,000 a month for lobbyists? Well, when you think about the number of corruption issues that we've had come out of this place, you just begin to question everything that happens. The Attorney General, by the way, is now looking into things at the Birmingham Water Works Board. I'll tell you what, Boomer, let's take a break right now. We'll do that. We'll come right back. Folks, I'm just going to tell you, this one's got legs. If you think the Birmingham Water Works Board is going to fade away and you're not going to hear about this anymore, I got news. I am pretty sure it's about to get worse. For the AG to be involved, the legislature to be involved, and citizens getting $3,000 water bills, this one's going to have some legs. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative, just plain right. Well, for those of y'all in the Birmingham area especially, this is a topic that is probably near and dear to your hearts. But let me just say, when I do a section like this that deals with, you know, one locality, understand it doesn't really deal with one locality. This is about good governance. This is about appointing people who have the best interests of their consumers and constituents in mind. And folks, listen, each one of these members of the Birmingham Water Board, Works Board, if I'm not mistaken, I need to go grab that article again, but I believe they're all appointed by members of the city council and that kind of thing. One of the things that we did when we passed legislation back in 2013 was we made sure that the outlying counties could have some representation, because Birmingham only makes up a small portion of what is serviced by the Birmingham Water Works Board. Like I said, they service five counties, and that's a significant chunk. And yet it was only folks that were within the inner city, within the city limits of Birmingham, that were controlling everything, and yet everybody was having to deal with their stuff. Article here from last week. Attorney General's office confirms Birmingham Water Works inquiry. New reaction from state lawmakers. This is off WBRC, October 14th, so that'll be, what, 6 days ago. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office on Friday, October 14th, confirmed the WBRC exclusive report that is demanding the Birmingham Water Works Board turn over hundreds of pages of records ahead of its potential vote to raise rates. So Attorney General's office spokesman Mike Lewis piped up and said the AG's office Consumer Interest Division requested the Birmingham Water Works Board provide baseline budget documents to better assess the need for the utility board's recently announced rate increase. Senator Wagner chimed in and said, I feel it's very timely for the AG's office to get involved. He chairs major committees in the Senate, and they're going to deal with this, I guarantee it. He went on to say the Birmingham Water Works Board will be required to answer any and all questions related to their operations, so I think the timing is significant and the timing is perfect. This is a big deal. Things have come out of there, though. Like, look at this. This is December of 2019, which, by the way, kind of carried forward until just now, late last year. Story from Yellowhammer. My friend Sean Ross wrote this one. December of 2019. So we're just just under 3 years ago. Birmingham Waterworks Chair Sherry Lewis sentenced on 2 felony ethics charges. You see what we're dealing with? Former Birmingham Waterworks Board Chairwoman Sherry Lewis on Thursday, this is back in 2019, was sentenced for 2 for 2 felony ethics law convictions. She will almost certainly avoid prison time if she satisfies the requirements of her sentence. In a press release from the Alabama Attorney General's Office and the FBI, it was outlined that Jefferson County Circuit Judge Clyde Jones had sentenced Lewis under Alabama's split sentencing law to 10 years of imprisonment for both counts to run concurrently. However, under a reverse split sentence, the term of imprisonment is not imposed till the end of the sentence, which in this case is 3 years supervised probation. It's 2 felony counts, though. 2 felony counts with restitution, by the way. $30,000 in restitution and 400 hours of community service. And this is because she was convicted of felonious use of her position as a director of the Birmingham Waterworks Board to obtain personal gain for herself and her family, as well as having voted and participated in matters before the board involving issues about which she had a financial interest or gain. That's not the first one, by the way. That is not the first one, and unfortunately, I am concerned that it will not be the last. But in July of this year, which stems back to us having that conversation with Senator Wagner on the air here. July of this year, that whole topic I talked about. No bills, multiple bills, big bills, Birmingham Waterworks, customers hit by billing issues. People across Birmingham, says AL.com, July 18th. People across Birmingham Metro opened their mailboxes in June to find anywhere from 2 to 5 bills each. Can you imagine? You don't get a bill for several months, you're calling, you're trying to figure it out, and all of a sudden they all show up, and the rates on them are double or triple what they would normally pay. So you get 5 bills, and then you're being told, by the way, pay it or have a cutoff. One lady, Brandy Shoemaker of Homewood, says, our monthly bill jumped to $300 with less people at home using the water, and no one would speak to us or try to help. It was pay the bill or don't have water. Waterworks general manager at the time, Michael Johnson, said billing issues have affected about 7% of the system's 200,000-plus households across the 5-county area. This means that around 13,000 households are receiving multiple bills after months of not receiving any. It goes on to just talk about the debacle of this. But, folks, this impacts, can you imagine, 11% of the state's population gets in. You can go for 40 days without food. You can go approximately 3 to 5 days without water. Water for cooking, water for cleaning, water for your toilets, water for bathing, water for just hydrating yourself. We're not even talking about luxuries like watering the grass or the flowers. Water is an essential service. And they know it. They know if they raise the rates, you'll have to pay it. Why? Because you're a captive audience. And wouldn't it be nice to know that the people who run that board have your best interest at heart and they're not being convicted for using it as, an opportunity for personal gain? They're not paying $30,000 a month to lobbyists. They're not paying $50,000 a month to jackleg PR firms to try and help correct their image. Here's an idea. Correct your image by doing your job right. What a novel idea that would be. Can you imagine? You go to work and you do your work. And it works. And you send the bills out on time and you read the meters. How hard is that? Well, apparently in Birmingham Waterworks Board, it's pretty freaking hard. Hey, we're going to come back with some color commentary on this. My friend Paul DeMarco, former state representative, he's been dealing with this for years. I want to get his thoughts on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.